All right, next one is going to be Chris Down is going to be talking to us about Linux memory management at scale.
Hello there, you lovely people. Hope you've had a good lunch. I'm Chris Down. I work at Facebook on the kernel team. I mostly work on improving memory management within the Linux kernel. I'm also a maintainer of the systemd project, so you can hack on me later. Mostly I spend time thinking about how we can make Linux more reliable and usable at scale. And that kind of feeds into what I want to talk about today. I want to help you get more of the tools and information that you need to manage memory at scale. There are many misconceptions among even senior engineers about the primitives that we provide around memory and the kernel, and what they are good and what they are not good for. Memory management in general is a really, really inexact science, where basically everything is a trade-off. So I want to help try and give you some information that might help you make the right trade-offs for your services and your workloads. Hopefully you'll come out of this talk with a little bit better understanding of how you might be able to make your memory management more efficient for your specific case. So here's a talk within a talk. First, before we go into that, how about we go back to 2017? I came here at this containers dev room with exactly the same people running it, although this one is from KubeCon. And I gave a talk about a thing called SigurV2. SigurV2 has been, for the last few years, our big bet for resource control and management. And Cgroups are a kernel mechanism that we're essentially building to balance and limit things like memory, CPU, I/O, some shared resource which you have across a machine. We have pretty good problems at Facebook and as an industry as a whole. Our user base is increasing, more people are on the internet, our product range is diversifying, but with that growth,